Thank you for contacting Fabcar. We're out in the shop and unable to take your call at this moment. If you would please leave your name, phone number, and a brief message. We'll get back to you shortly. Again, thank you for contacting Fabcar.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Fabcar, how can we help you?
Yes, is Jim available?
Speaking.
Hi, Jim. This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. I was just following up on the email I received from you. How you doing?
Pretty good. You?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. So I see here that you're looking to bring on some rail cars to retrofit.
Yes.
So let's talk about that a little bit. So what exactly is going on, and you know, how can we help you?
Okay. I have an associate, and he came up with the idea. We're taking open-top hopper rail cars and converting them to closed hopper systems.
Okay.
There's a huge backlog of closed hoppers, like 61,000 on order, 3.5 year backlog.
Holy cow.
So if you order cars today, you get them 3.5 years from now. We can take an old car. I designed a roof to go on the cars.
Mm-hmm.
And we can make it a closed hopper system real quick. We've got 76 cars that are under our control. We don't own them.
Okay.
They're owned by GE right now. We've got a customer who's an investment-grade customer that would sign a lease today if I can buy the cars.
Okay.
Okay? I've got an appraisal for the cars I could send you. I need to make this happen yesterday. I've been waiting entirely too long for this to happen.
Okay.
We've had someone else who indicated they were going to fund us, and they just fell through today.
Oh, crap.
Okay?
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, I was concerned about them. It's somebody one of the other guys brought to the table. They've been kind of wishy-washy. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Right.
I've got a good, solid asset. I've got 76 rail cars.
Mm-hmm.
I can send you an appraisal of them for $1.9 million. I'd love to get the $1.9 million. It's a very quick turnaround project.
Okay.
If I bought the cars today, we would have them completed and out to the end user in 120 days.
Wow.
Okay. I can turn them around real quick. My system is very, very simple. It actually takes longer to install the kits than it does to
convert them,
manufacture the kits.
Interesting.
It's real quick, real simple, real straightforward.
What kind of return are you looking at on this?
Do I have to admit?
I have
very healthy margins on my side. There's another $1.6 million that's going to go into the cars.
Mm-hmm.
My portion of that $1.6 is about $1 million, ballpark.
Okay.
I will make at least 25% on that $1 million. There's some
excellent
ifs and questions and details that need to be worked out. Like, we're going to add a gasket to a lower door, do some other slight mods to the cars.
Mm-hmm.
It'll cost a little bit of money, but I'll have at least a 25% net on the cars.
Wow.
My partner in the deal, his business is rail car brokering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He has the cars, he has the customers, he's got all the middle stuff. He makes money on the brokering of the purchase of the cars, and then he'll make money when he brokers the leases on the cars. We have a customer that's going to sign a 10-year operating lease at $500 a month per car.
Excellent.
If we've got an investor that wants to own the leases, we can make that happen. If we've got just somebody that wants to make money on the cars, on the process,
mm-hmm.
we've got margin built in to where we can guarantee at least a 6% net on the $1.9 million in 120 days.
Wow. That sounds pretty darn good, I have to admit. You know,
but I got to move yesterday.
Okay. So there's two different ways we could go about this. The cars are already in your possession, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't need to pick up any other cars at all?
Not right now, no.
Okay, so
we have customers. We have another customer looking for 75 to 100 cars. My partner's looking right this minute for more cars.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What did you do in sales last year?
About $500,000, $520,000, something like that on my taxes.
Okay. I'm just trying to think about the most efficient way to go about this. So we could do a working capital loan, but I don't think that's going to get you, because you're looking for upwards of $900,000 right now to $1 million.
Yes.
Okay. So the one way we could do this is there's a working capital loan, which I don't think will get you to the mark that you're looking for, but we do have collateralized loans as well. You know, the cars would be collateral. It's like a 2-to-1, basically, for
sure.
Those cars. And it sounds like that could get you to what you're looking for.
If we could get 50%, we can move forward. We just need to have a group of the cars. It'll actually be myself and my partner in this. We can both put our financials on the table.
Okay.
He's going to be a little less than me for last year. We both had slow years because of the collapse in oil.
Yeah.
We had a customer that wanted 586 cars and was coming to sign the contracts at my office the week after oil collapsed, and he walked away from the table. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
That's brutal.
Yeah. We've got several customers lined up, like I say. Mm-hmm. This one customer would sign a lease today if I could guarantee him I can buy the cars. And he's backed by a Class 1 railroad. That's someone like Union Pacific, CNSX, mm-hmm. BNSF. He's backed by a Class 1 railroad. So he's a quality customer. And he might come back for more, too.
Nice. So, Jim, I know that you're looking to get funded today or as quickly as possible. What I can do is I can send you out our application and the requirements of what we would need to look at.
Sure.
And also, I'll send you a document that you can put down, the value of those cars you want to put up as collateral, and then I'll send you our application again, and then the requirements that we would need to see what we can do for you. But it's a very expedited process. Typically, I can get you feedback inside of 24 hours.
In how long?
Inside of 24 hours.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 4 hours. I was going to be
I wish. But, I can put that together for you right now, have it out to you in about 10 minutes. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, I just sent you a copy of an appraisal on the cars.
Excellent. So I will shoot you out an email with the other documents we require and our application, as quickly as you can get that back to me. I'll start going to work for you.
Okay, now, current financials, all right? I have a problem.
Okay.
My office manager quit, and my books aren't up to date by far.
Okay.
I can give you what I've brought in the door for the past 6 months, and that's about the best I can do right this second.
Okay. Well, would you do you have a tax return from last year?
Yep, sure do.
Perfect. So we would need that, and then we'd look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and that would be the, and obviously a quote on the cars that you have in your possession, and then we'll go from there. But I'll shoot you out the documentation that we need, and then give me a call back if you have any questions, and then we'll just continue to move forward.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty?
I hope you can do something.
Yeah.
My cash flow is going to look terrible for this year.
Let me ask you this: are there any NF like negative days in your statements?
I'm sure there are a few. Nothing recent.
Okay.
Oh, maybe a few in 6 months. I don't remember right off the top of my head, but I've been this contract has been on for the past 5 months
mm-hmm.
to be signed next week. And it's because of the people that we were funding with that it hasn't been signed. It's always been next week. And I think they just fell through completely and totally today.
Crap.
And this is 200 tons of steel Last year, I moved through my shop about 90 tons of steel.
Wow.
Okay? So I can't do a job of this scope and have a bunch of other small jobs percolating along on the side. Somebody's not going to get served. And obviously, I'm going to serve this job at all costs, basically. It's okay. Too good of a job to say no to.
Absolutely.
My net could actually be close to 40% if everything works out properly.
Holy cow. That's too good to pass up. I'm in 100% agreement with you. So let's
okay.
I'm going to shoot
you an email. I'll turn it around as fast as I can.
Sounds good, Jim. I appreciate your time, and I'll get the ball rolling for you right now.
Okay. Bye.
Great. Bye.